The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Good morning. My name is Robin Donaldson, and I am the owner of Renew Construction Services, also known as the Queen of Queens. And I'll be your host today, and in the studio, we have none other than the founder of the International Mastermind Association, Anne McNeil. And we also have Ursula Odom, who is the owner of Sula 2, and then we also have Sharon, the Coach Parker. Welcome, 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 everyone. Today, we have a great lineup this morning with special guest, the Wafami family, building a legacy to leave an inheritance, as we explore the classic, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And for new listeners, Think and Grow Rich is not just about making money. It's about properly programming your mind to control your own destiny. And first, we will be having Ms. Sharon, the Coach Parker. She's going to give us a recap of chapters 1-4, and then we will take a commercial break. And when we come back, we will speak with our special, special guest. So to get things underway, Ms. Anne, which I know that you're going to, that you can't be with us the entire show, but if you could please just grace us with your presence.
Absolutely, Robin. I believe that this will be one of the most exciting shows we have ever had. And the reason for that is because I'm feeling like a mother or grandmother to the Wafami Mastermind Group, because I actually work for Ms. Cindy Ward, which is one of the participants in this awesome mastermind, family mastermind group. This group is an example of what specialized knowledge can do, not just for an individual, but for families when we focus on the Think and Grow Rich philosophy and when we focus on masterminding as a family. So I just wanted to just hop on for one moment as a part of the team to just say thank you so very much to all of our callers, all of our listeners, and especially thank you to this family. But we must also have them to come back on this show when we do the chapter, focus on the chapter of the mastermind principles and the mastermind philosophy as espoused by Napoleon Hill, and the power that exists when like minds come together in a spirit of harmony for one particular focus. And I think that this family is a great example of that. And I have to also say thank you to the mother of this family, and you'll hear from her later, because it was her persistence and diligence to give this book to her kids as they were growing up and encouraging them to think and grow rich. So thank you so very much, Wafami family, and I'm going to encourage everybody to get excited and buckle in for an awesome ride for this show. All right, Robin.
Thank you so much, Miss Ann. And to get things underway, we have Sharon, the Coach Parker. Can we have a recap from chapters 1-3, please?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Good morning, family. Thank you so much for being on. Yes. A recap is there are the first three chapters leading into the fourth chapter of auto-suggestion. The 13 steps to riches. The first step is desire, the starting point of all achievement. Here, Napoleon Hill gives the story of Edwin Barnes, who had made up in his mind that he was going to be a partner with Edison. This was such a far-fetched desire that everybody that listened to him thought he is crazy, it's not going to happen. In this chapter, in the chapter of desire, it lets us know that Barnes had a desire. He had a dominating desire for a long time to become a partner with Edison. And with that desire, it was his driving force. And with that force, it said in the chapter that his desire was so strong that he burnt every bridge behind him because he knew that no matter what happened, he was going to become a partner with Edison. And with that, he went on his journey. And as he went on his journey to achieve and attain his desire, he went in with the mindset that you have to lead us right into chapter two. You have to have faith. And faith being one of the strongest emotions that drives us to our desires, that we have to make sure that what we are adding with, he emphasized, what we are adding to our faith, we have to make sure that the energy that we are adding to our faith is a positive energy and that we are going forward in what we believe that we want to attain. And then the third chapter goes right into, hold on, give me 1 second. I have my notes. Auto-suggestion. In auto-suggestion, he emphasizes the importance of instruction, following instructions, repetition, saying things over and over and over again, repeating your definite chief aim for your money affirmations, making sure you get up in the morning and you say these things over and over again, because the mind is only going to conceive what it receives. So he let us know in chapter three that it's important that we continue to retrain our mind with the information that we get over and over and over again. So he was very adamant about you cannot achieve your definite goal if you are not willing to follow instructions. So he really let us know that we must do exactly what the book tells us to do, and if we do exactly what the book tells us and instructs us to do on a daily basis and retrain our mind, we will definitely, without a shadow of a doubt, begin to achieve the things that we desire.
Awesome, awesome. And thank you so much, Sharon, for that recap. And today we are discussing specialized knowledge in Chapter 4. It is your fourth step to riches. Chapter 4, it begins by talking about knowledge itself will not attract money or any kind of success unless it is organized and intelligently directed through practical plans of action to the definite end of accumulating money. And also, knowledge is only potential power. And it becomes power only when and if it is organized again into definite plans of action and directed to a definite end. Also on page number 76, we were talking about Henry Ford, and he's a great example of specialized knowledge at work. He was considered an educated man, although he had less than a sixth grade education. However, he did well for himself financially. Also on page 77, Napoleon Hill, he defines an educated person by saying that any person is educated who knows where to get knowledge when it is needed and how to organize that knowledge into definite plans of action. Through the assistance of his mastermind group, Henry Ford had at his command all the specialized knowledge he needed to enable him to become one of the wealthiest individuals in America. And then also on page, well, last but not least, on page 78, Napoleon Hill, he gives hope to those with inferiority complex because they are not educated. He has us to remember Thomas A. Edison. We all know who he is, and he only had a 3 months of formal education. And Andrew Carnegie, he stated that he knew nothing about the technical end of the steel business. However, the specialized knowledge required for the manufacture and marketing of steel through the individual units of his mastermind group. And today, we are going to pick up on page 78, where subtitle, It Pays to Know How to Purchase Knowledge. But before we get into that, let's take a quick commercial break.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
And we are back. And we will be discussing specialized knowledge, Napoleon Hill, again in his classic, Think and Grow Rich, with our special guest, the Wafami family. Again, building a legacy to leaving an inheritance. The Wafami Mastermind Group, which was established in 2009, is comprised of the members of the Ward and Poitier families. As a group, they set goals in 5 of the 10 masterminding areas: spiritual, business, financial, civic, and recreation, while also setting personal goals in all 10 of the mastermind goal-setting areas. As a result of applying the principles in Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, the group's members have grown leaps and bounds over the last 10 years. Welcome, Denise and the Wafami family. We are very, very excited that you are our special guest. This is the first family that we've had on our show. So, again, welcome, Denise. Are you there?
Yes.
Awesome, awesome. Denise, if you can please introduce yourself, and we can then allow the family to introduce themselves.
Okay. Good morning, everyone. I am so happy and grateful to be on this call this morning. My name is Denise Poitier, and I am currently residing in the Bahamas, my hometown. I am married to my wonderful husband, Philip Poitier, and we have 3 beautiful daughters that everybody thinks are triplets. And I would like to introduce my mother, Trudy Ward, who, as Ms. Ann said earlier, encouraged us to read, think, and grow rich. We are so thankful that she was always persistent and always forward-thinking to helping us achieve our goals. I'd like to also introduce my big sister, Candy Ward, who has been our past president of our Wafami Mastermind Group from it started in 2009 until about 2011 or 2012. She served for quite a number of years. And then my brother, Quincy Ward, who took over after Kende, him and his beautiful wife, Shante, and my wonderful nephew, Xylan. So thank you for having us, and we are so excited to be on this show today.
Awesome, awesome. And we are equally excited. In fact, our co-host, they have a lot of questions they want to ask. But I would like to start first. According to your bio, we understand that you began masterminding in 2009. And but there's a few highlights that I've read in your bio that I would love to mention, and I would really need you to elaborate on it. Your mother and father, they're in the Bahamas. Kendi, she's in Pembroke Pines. And you and your husband, you're in Nassau, and then Quincy and Shantae are in Arkansas.
Yes.
How often do you meet? How do you meet? Please tell me. How do you get everybody together?
All right. Well, I'd like to also mention something, because at one point in time I was even in Africa and we still had our meetings. So what do? We use Google Hangouts.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody gets on the call and we meet. Currently, we meet every Sunday at 8 p.m. It used to be Saturday at 10 a.m., but we switched to Sunday. But when there is a will, there's a way.
Awesome, awesome. Well, how do you determine your group goals? And, I mean, if you can walk us through the process, and this question is open to anyone of the family. How do you determine your group goals?
Well, for me, what we decided on, we decided to look at areas that are most important to us. So this goal-setting process, it takes a couple of weeks for us to put together our goals, because we want to incorporate things that everyone is interested in. So it isn't that the person who is in charge, the president or vice president at the time, just takes control and says, okay, this is what we're going to do and this is how we're going to do it. So first we do, everybody puts in a certain number of items, and then we categorize them, and then we vote on them, and the votes that are unanimous, those are the goals that we set for that particular year. So that's what I get from it. Now, Kendi, if you'd like to add, please feel free, or Quincy.
Good morning, it's Kendi. That's basically the process of how we set our goals in the beginning of the year. We start in December. We actually take the month of December off. So when we end our year in November, we give the group an opportunity to come up with suggestions for goals in each of the five areas that we set goals in, so that when we come back and meet again in January, we present those suggestions to the group, and then, like Denise said, we vote on them. And the ones that have a unanimous vote, those are the goals that we pursue for that particular year. As group.
Okay, so we're running this like a business. Awesome, Kendi. And I would like to open the floor to our co-host, Sharon the Coach Parker. She has a couple of questions that she would like to ask of the family as well. Sharon?
Hi, good morning. Good morning again. I know that just by listening to you guys, that this has been a very, very successful process, and that I'm sure there are many, many benefits to this process. So I would like to know how has the masterminding been beneficial for each member of the group?
All right. Well, I guess I'll go first. For me, personally, now I can see so far ahead into the future. You know, when you're setting goals first, you may start off with something that's 1 month, 2 months. With our mastermind, we do a year. Now we're looking into 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. And it's so good to have a plan, because when you have a plan and you're focused, you could accomplish so much more. And I know when we were first introduced to the group, I was interested, but not really interested. You're like, oh, I have to get up early and be on the call. Oh, I have to do this. But now it's a joy. And we start on time. We finish our meetings on time. And it just brings me joy to tick off, okay, we've already accomplished this. We've already accomplished that. And so I just feel so much more focused.
Okay, and that's amazing, because you just helped me, because starting in masterminding, that get up early is a challenge. So how would someone else like to share how beneficial it is for them as well?
Absolutely. Good morning. Sorry, Quincy. I'll make it quick. My name is Philip Ojo. Me and Denise, we've been married for about 5 years now. When I went to Florida Moore University, I actually took a class in Mastermind. It was a textbook, Think and Grow Rich, and the Seven Habits of Successful Persons. And it actually put everything in perspective for me. It actually made me set goals. Basically, I was just living in a circle and had no vision of the future. I didn't know where I was going to go 2 years, 5 years, 10 years from now. And joining the Waffle Mastermind group and being married to my wife, it actually put everything in perspective for me. You know, science is a systematically organized body of knowledge on a particular subject, and art is the way you execute the knowledge. So once you put the science and the art together, that's what Mastermind did for me.
Awesome.
Well, I just wanted to piggyback off of that because, again, reading your bio, all of you have extensive education. I would like to really focus or ask Philip this question. Think and Grow Rich, specifically on page 79, it's talking about how degrees have a very little value, and also that how specialists are most sought. And on page 79, it talks about the graduate who have been active on campus, whose personality is such that he or she gets along with all kinds of people, and who has done an adequate job with studies, has a most decided edge over the strictly academic student. So, Philip, what would you say to anyone who is contemplating college, as well as being an entrepreneur based on, you know, those degrees having very little value?
Excellent question. That is absolutely true. During this age now, the technological age, most of the billionaires that we see, you know, Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, most of them, they didn't go past their university education. If they made it, they dropped out. And personally for me, I had a lot of friends around campus who weren't that bright in class, but they were always in the forefront of the social areas. And as a matter of fact, right now, I have a friend who was in university for almost 8 years. I don't want to promote that, but now he's a huge lawyer down in a law firm in Aventura. And it's very important for you to have a 360-degree experience when it comes to education, because the higher level of education would have you focus on a particular expertise, but the experience and the social skills will bring everything together. Again, that's the science and the art working together for the common goal.
Awesome. I did want to ask another question, and we will open it up to the family before we have Ursula, because she's anxious to ask the question. Masterminding, bridging your weaknesses through the masterminding group. What role do each one of you play in this mastermind group?
Do you want to answer that?
Hello, yes, I would love to answer that question. Now,
okay.
And that's a very good question, Darcy, that everybody just got assigned new rules going into our next 2 years, because every 2 years we have an election. So currently, I'm the president of the group. Trudy would be the vice president. Philip is in charge of social media, because now we want to expand our reach and encourage other families. So we're in the process of creating a Facebook page. And Quincy will also be assisting. Well, they're working together with the social media. Philip will be doing the Facebook, and Quincy will be working on the blog and the website, because we feel that it's so important for families to do this together. Kende is our most capable secretary and event planner, and our father, who isn't with us on the call this morning, he's the treasurer. So as you said before, we do treat it as a business, and we do so because we really want to be focused and really accomplish our goals so that we are able to leave an inheritance for our children's children.
That is awesome, and thank you so much for that. Ursula, you had a question for the Wafami family?
You know that I do. Good morning. Well, I'm sitting here chomping at the bits because I just had a conversation yesterday about how is it that families that are large, especially ones that have a lot of siblings, are not just flat out wealthy, because if they put their resources together, they could almost buy or do anything. So now being faced with or being introduced to you and the fact that you have a method of success, what my question is could each, if not all of you, give me an example of something that you decided on or your keys to success, and why does it work for you? How can you advise large families to do what you do? Let's start with Quincy, and then Quincy, you pick on the next person.
Actually, one of the big things we do every year is we plan a big kind of reunion vacation. As you had mentioned that me and my wife were in Arkansas, Kenny is in Florida, and the rest of the family is in the Bahamas. So we actually plan to meet once a year, and Kenny usually would come up with all the expenses that we're going to have to come up with. And what we do is we come up with ways to raise money to pay for this trip. So we have a total budget. We don't have an individual budget. We have a total budget of what the trip will cost, and we come up with a way how we're going to make this money. One year it was selling books. Kendi is our author, and one year we sold books. One year Philip came up with the idea to sell clothes. So that is one of the biggest things we accomplish. And I guess Kendi.
Thank you, Quincy. I think that the key ingredient for success in meeting goals as a family, when we have a family goal, Quincy was talking about our recreational goal, which also doubles as a kind of reunion because we do live in different parts of the world. As my sister said, she lived in Africa for a time. So getting together is like a big endeavor. But the one thing, the key is having the like-mindedness and that common goal. I'll go to my favorite book, as Anne says, and it talks about when the disciples were in the upper room and they were on one mind and one accord. And when they were on one mind and one accord, that's when the Holy Spirit came. When you're on one mind and one accord, that's when things begin to happen. So when we are all in agreement, in one mind, one accord, that's when we are able to accomplish goals the most and the best. Which is, we're always on one mind and one accord about recreation, and we're always on one mind and one accord about making money. So that's my 5 cents, Denise.
Yes, that's true, Kende. Recreation, making money. But we've accomplished goals in other areas as well. And I am proud, very proud about our spiritual goals. You know, we set out several years ago that we would fast together as a family once a month. We would fast and then we'd create a prayer list and come together and pray over that list. And for me, fasting is an important part of life. So to have my entire family participate in fasting, that just did wonders for me. Because when more than one agree, like Kendi said, come on, one accord, so many things can be accomplished. So with that fasting goal, that's a goal in and of itself to accomplish it as a family. But when you take on something as fasting and you focus in on all of your goals, then that would also help us to accomplish so much more. So we may look at it, okay, we've ticked that off, prayer and fasting as a family, but that is what is propelling us in our other family goals and in our personal goals. And I'll pass it on to Philip.
Absolutely. I just want to walk it back to the previous question and add answer for this question. I find that what has happened is actually our natural gifts. As let me give you an example. We actually look to Mrs. Ward as the chaplain, and Kendi as the organizer, and Quincy would be the supportive brain box. So our natural gifts would come into the mastermind, the meeting as separate roles. And as for coming up with ideas, we never have a lack. We never have a lack because what mastermind has taught us is just working together, anything can be accomplished. So when vacation rolls around, even if we're not prepared, we're still going to be on vacation. Everything will be paid for. It's actually amazing.
Who do you select next, Philip?
I'll pass it to Trudy.
Hello and good morning, everyone. I'm Trudy Ward, and I am so happy and grateful to be a part of this great mastermind and to be a part of this morning discussion. Now, everything that was said is so true, especially the conversation with the vacation and putting everything together about the prayer and fasting, and we also have the devotion, family devotion once a month, where we allow somebody or a family to take part or to do the devotion with prayer and fasting and everything that we need to present to our group. But the most important goal that we set is really the financial goal. All of the other goals are very important, the personal, the civic, prayer. We know the spiritual goals are basically the number one, but financial goals are very, very important to this family. And I think collaborating together with the mindset that we have, we always master our financial goals. You may say, how? You set a goal with the civic or with the vacation or with planning a specific thing that we would like to do. But to think about it, at the end of the day or the end of the month or the end of the 6 months, we are all, I would say, basically financially free because the way we go about it and discussing it, we would set our goals and we would write them down and we would meditate over the goals and so forth. And we would analyze whatever monies we are spending. So at the end of the day, the month, the 6 months or the year, we can calculate and say that we have mastered this and we were successful, that our bills were paid on time, that we were able to purchase a particular thing. And like Philip said, Quincy, Kendi, Denise, at the end of the day, we will go on vacation no matter what the situation may be. And all of that particular budget will be paid in full. We all have an amount to contribute to the budget of vacation. We all have an amount to contribute to whatever's needed. And we divide it in the allotment of that which it should be. And I feel like the financial goals are very, very important because people want to know how to be financially free, how to make money, how to invest in money, and how to accomplish that particular goal. And at the end of the day, I feel like we have mastered that.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to ask.
Confirm that.
Before you go on, I want to ask one question that is kind of off the track, but as a matriot and patriot of this family, how does it feel to be leading a successful group like this? This is no accident.
I did not hear the question to the entirety. There was a bit of interference.
Okay, I was saying that success is no accident. And for this to happen, and you're being the matriot, and then I understand the patriot is with you too. How does it feel to be leading a group as successful as this?
I am very blessed and very thankful that I am able to be a part of this great group. Okay, they're saying that I am the leading force of this group, but I give the credit to Kendi, who has brought this group and this plan into our family. Yes, I may have been the one who enforced it when they were very young, when I discovered Think and Grow Rich, but the fact remained I applied that knowledge to them so that this great organization would burst into this new beginning or this time in our lives, because I think Quincy was about 2 or 3. Kendi was about 7, 9, and Denise was in the middle because she's the second child. And I read a portion of the book to them, and that portion of the book I read to them was about Mr. Dobby, who had the slaves. And when the slave girl came to him and asked that his mother or her mother wanted this 6 pence or 50 cents. And he was amazed, and he stared at her, and he told her to go away. But she did not move. And he took a rake or shovel or whatever it was, an attempt to, well, I would say attempt or pretend to knock her with it. But she did not move. She stepped further into his face, and she said, "My mother got to have this 50 cents. And he did not know what to do. It took his nerve completely. And he put his hand in his pocket and gave her the 50 cents. And she disappeared. Now, that particular passage really moved me, because if she was able to master fear like that and stood in front of a person who was about to attack her and she did not, that moved me. And I wanted my children to have that type of motivation to be able to face anyone without fear. And so that is the reason why I planted that seed, and I am so happy and grateful that I did, because now we're a movement and we're moving into bigger things to help other lives. And the main thing is to help other people to come into this type of knowledge. Philip said he read the book and he was in college, but he never understood until he became a part of this family and this group. And I feel like Shante would say the same thing, that that's Quincy's wife. And I feel like our grandchildren would take this to another level.
Thank you, and congratulations. And Robin, back to you.
All right, thank you again. Ms. Trudy, this is a question for you. What I've been hearing is that your family is very spiritual. You mentioned that you guys fast. You even have a prayer list, and also family devotion. My question would be, what advice would you give to families who are contemplating starting a mastermind group, or if you just have an individual looking for a mastermind group, what advice would you give them?
First of all, you have to have the right mindset of wanting to be a part of a mastermind group or a part of any organization. You have to have that feeling of wanting, a feeling of coming together, a feeling of helping someone. Mastermind is about helping somebody to become what they want to be or to help them meet their potential in life and to be able to mastermind their goals and their dreams and their ideas and to visualize and to be a Henry Ford and to be a Napoleon Hill. And you must be able to have that zeal of wanting. My first book that I read was with Positive Thinking. Somebody put a book, Positive Thinking, in my hands and said, read this. But I always had desire to be something more than I thought I could be. And I read that, and then it led to Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. And then it led to Power of Your Subconscious Mind. And then it moved to other great books that I read. Kendi has written some great books also. And so I would encourage you to think about it, wanting to do more with yourself, wanting to congregate with other people, and most of all, having that mindset to help others, to bring them out of poverty into wealth, to bring them out of a no situation into a great situation. And through that, prayers, meditation, fasting will accomplish a lot in your life. And that's what draw me to wanting us to be together.
That is awesome. That's really awesome. Actually, you've given me encouragement to start a mastermind group with my family, which I feel that we would tremendously benefit because, again, I just noticed the closeness that you guys have because, again, every aspect of your life, you guys are doing it together. And I
yes.
really applaud you, and it's wonderful. But we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, there's another question that I did want to pose to the family. And then we'll have some closing. We'll take questions, and then we'll come back with our closing comments. And we'll be right back.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com. Or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
And we're back with the Wasami family. I do notice Sharon, the Coach Parker, you had a comment for the family, and then we'll move on to Ursula with our closing comments.
Yes, Miss Trudy, I wanted to say my heart was beating so fast as you were speaking in regard to the family, but it's a word that you said that's very powerful, and that is, it's a movement. And, you know, most things that move that are powerful are spiritual. That's how they move. And so I was wanting to say, because you guys talked about social media, you're really formulating this movement, while it's structured as a business, it's a movement to shift, and Ms. Trudy said it, to move families from one place to another. So I have a question. As you're putting together your business plan of action in regard to the movement, I know you're going to use the social media platform. Have you or will you be making some appearances and maybe doing conferences or things like that? Is that on your radar?
Would be the perfect person to answer this question.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, so I was a little bit delayed in unmuting you, so the person doesn't know who you called.
I said I think Kendi would be the perfect person to answer this question.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you, Denise. And I was saying it is now. If it wasn't before, it is now. I believe that God gives us platforms for a specific reason. And if he's given you a platform, it's your responsibility to be a voice on that platform. And I believe that in this season that, you know, the Bible says, and we're spiritual, so I'm going to reference the Bible a lot, that he is calling sons back to fathers and daughters back to mothers, and he's calling the prodigals home. So we have a strategy and a voice to be able to help people to do that and to have oneness again and family as God intended families to be when he called Adam and Eve together in the beginning in the garden. So if it wasn't now, now it is. So thank you very much for that.
And I'd like to add to that, if I may. When you say conferences, yes, that'll be something in the future. But right now, look at the small stuff. Because you can reach people where you are. So we've been doing a lot of things through our civic aspect of our mastermind group. For example, one Christmas we went to an elderly home near Kendi's house, and we went there and we spoke with the persons there and we sang songs and we brought cookies and whatnot, and we were able to share our stories with them. And we may not realize, but we do a lot of activities like this. So it may not be where we're advertising it or we're inviting people to attend like a conference, but we are going out. So I'm going to reference the Bible as well, because that is what Christ told us to do, to go out into the world and help others. And a lot of times we think when we go out, we have to go beating down people with scripture and all that, but that is not what it's about. It's about going out and helping others, and that's what we're doing. So as we keep that momentum flowing, and that's why we want to do the social media, so that we could put that on display that we are going out, and from there, then we will go into bigger things like the conferences, etc.
Awesome. I would like to direct the question, not so much the question, but closing comments or for the family. And if there's any nuggets that you would like to leave with our listeners. So, Philip, did you have any closing comments?
Absolutely. Once again, thank you ladies for inviting us, and thank the audience for listening. Definitely one major comment is to write everything down. Even if you don't read them every day, even if you don't have them around, scientists say 76% of your goals, 76% of people who write down their goals achieve them. About 20% of them who don't write it down, but they say it, achieve it, and then the 3% who don't write or say anything down don't accomplish anything at all. So one thing I would encourage everybody who's listening right now is to write it down. I'll give you a quick story before we end. When I was in my final year at university, the Spirit just fell down on me. I had went to the library countless nights reading myself to sleep, and I still wasn't filled. I was like a full belly but still hungry. And the Spirit fell down on me, and it said, write it down. Write the vision down, plain, and run with it. So one day on my laptop, I wrote down a 30-year plan, and I completely forgot about it. I emailed it to myself, lost the laptop. When I got married 5 years ago, I came across the goals, and at the this was 10 years ago I graduated, so at the 5-year goal, I had already accomplished everything that I written down, and it was going to the 10-year goal, and I could not believe it. It blew my mind because I had no idea what I wrote down. and I had no intention of accomplishing it. I had no specific action geared towards my goals. But the simple fact that my subconscious was powerful enough to gear me towards what was in my heart that was sent through the Holy Spirit, everything was done, and I give all the glory to God. And now I'm manifesting and fine-tuning and focusing those goals through the Mastermind Principles. Again, thank you, ladies, for having us.
Amen. Thank you. And who's next?
I'll go next. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back to the story that Trudy mentioned with the little girl that refused to back down.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I really took grasp of that, because when I want something, I mean, I go after it. And I'd like to give my mother credit for sharing that story, but also she shared another powerful story with me. And I believe it came from Power of Your Subconscious Mind. I may be wrong. But the point is, there was a student that always got F grades. And the story told how he manifested those A's instead of F's. And I put that passage on my mirror, and I would read those words every day. And it wasn't because I was an F student, because I was an A student. But what I wanted to accomplish the goal of becoming valedictorian of our high school. And so I just, you know, edited those words. But I put that on the mirror, and I read that every day for 4 years. And I went out, and I did what I needed to do. And at the end, because that was in my mind, because I said it over and over and over, because I navigated my subconscious to the end goal, I was able to accomplish that goal. No matter what obstacle came to me, I was able to overcome. So, Trudy, I would like to thank you for always instilling positive words and giving us the right books to read.
Thank you.
Thank you. Kendi, who's next? With a closing comment.
Okay, it's Kendi, I'll go next. With closing comments, just an encouragement to anybody that wants to have a mastermind group. When I first approached my family about having a mastermind group after Ann McNeil introduced me to the principal, and I wasn't in a group, so I wanted to create a group, and I said, well, what better people to be in a group with than my family? But when I first approached them, they didn't want to be a part of a mastermind group with me. And I would keep asking them, and they would keep telling me no. So I just put it on my prayer list. You know, I kept it in my heart, and I kept praying about it. And then one day my mom just said, I think we should do something together with a group and setting goals. Well, my goodness, that's what I've been saying for the last 5 years. So just an encouragement to, you know, people that want to start a mastermind group. When you first approach your family, they might not be interested, but be persistent. Like my mom said, she gave the example with the girl, be persistent and pray, and the Holy Spirit will bring it together at the right time to accomplish his purpose. So that's it for me. Quincy or Shante?
Before
we go further, Cindy, I wanted to ask, what is next for the family? What are you guys working on next?
Well, right now, one of our financial goals is we're trying to raise a certain amount of money. We want to have a WACOME scholarship our first idea was for people in the hospitality industry in the Bahamas, at the College of the Bahamas. Both my parents and my sister and my brother-in-law all work in the hospitality industry. The hospitality industry, tourism, is the number one industry in the Bahamas. Over the majority of people, I don't know the percentage, I'm going to say 80% of the people are employed in the hospitality industry, so we want to start a scholarship for a hospitality student. So that's one of our major goals.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Okay, so any other closing comments?
I just want to say that thank you for having us, and hello to Miss Ann. I was lucky to see you in December, but thank you for introducing the book and the principles to Kendi, because Kendi always tells us the story about when she interviewed for the job and she was asked about the book, thinking Grow Rich, and Kendi was able to say, yes, my mother gave me that book. So, you know, I just want to say thanks to Miss Ann also for giving the book to Kendi and her employees, because it came back full circle, as Kendi just said. She wanted to start a mastermind group with us. We read the book from, or were given the book from, we were small, and now, you know, here we are with the mastermind group. So that's all I wanted to say.
Okay, thank you so much again for being our guest. Do we have any other closing comments before we conclude our show?
Yes. This is Ursula.
Hello.
Go ahead, Ursula. Go ahead.
Oh,
hello.
I was just, well, I'll give the floor to whoever is attempting to speak. Go ahead.
I'm Trudy, and I would like to say thank you very much for allowing us to be a part of this great mastermind group and to be on the air this morning. God has truly been good to us, and we can see that God is using us in a mighty, mighty way. I want to thank all my children for participating and truly taking what they need and run with it. And they will be a success, and those who they help will also become successful. I just want to say thank you. Thank you for this great, great meeting this morning.
Thank you again, Ms. Trudy. And Ursula?
Yes, I simply wanted to say thank you to the family, but also I've been fascinated by the fact that we've actually covered with this family two major things in this book, and that's the whole idea of the mastermind group as an organization, as something that you do. But we've also heard some wonderful examples of specialized knowledge. As I listen to them, each of them have their roles, and they know the lane that they're supposed to be in. And it's been fascinating listening to how they respect each other's lane, knowing who does what, who does it well, and giving them that freedom to run with those skills that they have developed, and then coming together for the good of the family and the mission and objectives that they have as a family. It has been truly wonderful to hear that play out. So thank you all, and congratulations on what you've accomplished so far and what you yet have to do. So thank you again.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
We are very excited to have you guys back on the show, especially in the mastermind chapter. And in closing, I would like to say thank you, thank you, thank you, because you really inspired me to start a mastermind group with my family, because, I mean, this is what it's all about. And just, again, listening to your story and knowing Kendi, this is what a family composition is supposed to look like. Sharing those things, encouraging one another, and most of all, holding each other accountable for what they say that they're wanting to do. So, again, thank you so much. Also, in the way of announcements, I would like to announce the masterminder herself, Ms. Ann McNeil, every year in Boca Raton in January. Next year, it will be January the 2nd, 2020. We will have another mastermind event in Boca Raton. If you'd like more information, you can reach out to Ms. Ann on our International Mastermind Association Facebook page. And, again, I just wanted to say thank you. Also, every Saturday morning, we are here at 8 a.m. exploring the Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and we do encourage you to listen in next week as we continue in the chapter of specialized knowledge. And I would like to again say that no individual may have great power without availing himself of the mastermind. So again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining our show, and be legendary today. Talk to you soon.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.